Part 6, Tiger Braille Embosser, Producing Bar Charts.
Rob, what I'd like to have you show us now is to use the Tiger and the to illustrate how you would print out or emboss bar charts that emanate from an Excel worksheet. So if you could go through the steps to show us that and then emboss it to show us the results and give us a simple example of doing that, please.
Sure, Galen. So I have a set of data here that's 3 months, January, February, and March, and just some arbitrary values, 10, 12, and 14 next to them. And everything we're going to do, by the way, is totally accessible, and I'll just do my best to speak through what I'm doing. So now that I have my focus inside that data, I just Alt-I to the Insert menu and hit H for Chart. This is just the regular chart wizard, and I'm just going to go down to Finish. By the way, column chart is selected by default with Excel. If I wanted a pie chart or a scatter plot or something, I could just cursor through this list and pick that one.
And any one of those charts is embossable using the Tigers.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. The Tiger can emboss anything that an ink printer would ink from the same applications in exactly the same way. So, yeah, exactly. They're equally doable. So I'll just hit Finish. And right now, my focus is on this chart element. And what I'm going to show you is a few tricks to make this, let's say, a little more tactilely accessible. There's a lot of things that Excel does that are kind of eye candy driven that are distracting tactily. So I'm going to hit my right click key. And if I was a teacher or a sighted student, I could just right click with my mouse. But I'm going to try and use the keyboard. So I'll just right click on this and go to Format Chart Area. And the first thing I want to do is remove the border on the outside. So I'm just cursoring through here, and you know, JAWS would be reading to me what these radio button labels are, and I'd just be selecting through them. Tab over to the Font tab, and this is a pretty nice trick that I think you'll like. I'm going to kind of trick Excel into using computer Braille for its chart labels. So I'm changing the font from Arial to Braille 29, which is a View Plus font, to size 29. And then I'm going to tab down to this checkbox that says auto scale. And what that means is, regardless of the size of my chart, i.e. when I fit it to page, when I print it off, my Braille will always be size 29, which is the size of Braille. It's pretty important. So I'm going to hit OK here. And while my focus is still in the chart, I'm going to arrow around until Excel says I am looking at the plot area. And I'm just arrowing around. There we go, plot area. And then I'm going to right click again. And folks who are looking at the screen will see there's kind of a gray background there. And what I want to do is take that away, because it's really distracting when you're trying to find out where the bars are and where the where the background is that you don't need to pay attention to. So I'm just going to switch that shading from what is labeled here as automatic, which was choosing that light gray, to none, and hit enter there. And then that's pretty much done. I could change the colors of my bars if I thought they were too light or something. We printed one off earlier, Galen. I think you kind of like that shading that Excel picks automatically, which is kind of a medium blue on the screen. Now, folks looking at the monitor that's being filmed will notice that the chart's pretty well squashed down right now because the labels are so big. But if I go to File and Print Preview, you can see that when it fits the page, those columns are back to normal, and it's kind of a much better tactile chart. So I'm just going to go ahead and go to the print dialog. Tiger Max is selected as my printer, and all I need to do is hit OK. So I just hit Enter, and it should print right off. And then, of course, when this is done, I could translate my data table in Excel and Braille that out, or ink it before I translate it to turn in with my graph, or however you want to do that.
The Tiger Max creates the tactile bar chart.
Thank you.